Can't just say, I forgot something, I'm going to get on the stack now. We're going to close it and go through it. Also, we're going to do like affirmations, concerns, and clarifying questions in one stack so we can get it, make it go, you know, tightly, quickly. Okay, so Shane is going to present first on the green science plank for just a minute or two. Right there.
Hi, is everyone awake? Okay. So, if you look on page 9.5 in the Green Science Plank, this is the one alteration that we're going to that has come in from after the plenary packet was distributed. The current 0.5 reads, the sale of research products that are prohibited outside the state and the United States should also be prohibited in California. After United States, add, and that are known to have adverse environmental, ecological, and human effects. So I'll just repeat that. After the United States, and that are known to have adverse environmental, ecological, and human effects. And the second change, so I can't see it at the moment, is number 15, strike the last sentence. Okay, those are the only two changes.
You said three, that's two.
No, I said there's two. Yeah.
No.
Okay, you've presented the changes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to open the stack for clarifying questions, affirmations, and concerns on this proposal. Please get up to the microphone, up to the line at the microphone now, if you even think you might have one, because then we'll close it and you can't change your mind later. But you could change your mind after you're in the stack and sit down. Can someone help Shane with the microphone, please? Okay, and Shane, you'll listen to them all and take notes and then respond later. Okay, Shane is going to listen to all the points and questions first. Then, after they're delivered, he will respond to them.
Jean Rosenmeyer from San Francisco. I have a clarifying question. It says on number 13, says the state of California is required to provide ongoing annual and five-yearly reports on the state of green science in California. Is that really so, or is that something we are demanding, in which case it should say that the state of California should be required?
That's my question. That's a question.
Yes, the answer is yes. For what?
It should be.
So accept that.
Change is accepted.
Not required at the moment because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't. Not currently required. Next. Please say your name, right, and your county.
Tony Sesta, Contra Costa. I just wanted to say that I heard a little bit of confusion this morning, a little whatever, about doing this process now, having discussion about this. And I kind of think that this kind of discussion is actually very, very important because lots of people, myself, don't understand the technical niceties of this. Plus, there are also some things that the English teachers can clean up. So having a little bit of the discussion in here is helpful for people like me. Thank you.
Woody Hastings, San Francisco, city and county. And so it's a concern about the use of the term exploited. I think there's part of it. It's in the first paragraph in the proposal. It's not a number. It just says, these products of scientific research.
And I think.
first paragraph where it says proposal. It's
First paragraph under proposal. Okay.
Yeah. It's not numbered.
Exploited and the first paragraph under proposal, third line, exploited and commercialized.
Yeah, I mean, just the use of the term exploited at all, if you know, in the sense of some of these are discoveries or natural resources, and I think it refers to natural resources somewhere else, is that the implication that we're okay with exploiting natural resources and whatnot, just that some other term might be used. I know you probably mean to use the term exploited in the sense of utilization, but you know, maybe utilization might be better.
You're deleting the word exploited?
No, before they exploited and commercialized.
Well, that could be before they're commercialized.
Yeah. Okay.
Just take out exploited.
Okay. Exploited and.
So it says exploited and. What is the final wording? We need to have the wording straight for the minute.
Before they are commercialized.
Deleted, exploited, and. Okay. Next.
Peggy Cotin, San Luis County. I'm just here to affirm this plank. Thank you.
She just was affirming.
Page 13, number 1, last sentence in caps, we support the highest federal standards.
We're on the green science plank. Page 8, 9.
I thought somebody said page 13 before. My bad. Pretend I didn't talk.
8, 9, and 10 are the pages we're on. All right. Last call for clarifying questions, for affirmations, and concerns. Go ahead. Anybody else want to get in the stack before we close it?
Bob Marsh, Alameda County. I'm a little concerned about statements which, you know, the devil's in the details, which don't really say what they mean. For example, number 11, adverse effects to all living things must be prevented. You mean I can't kill a few ants who are trying to eat my food in my kitchen? Or we can't kill potato plants to dig up the potatoes to eat? I mean, where do we stop here?
Do you have a suggested amendment? Okay. Is that a point of process? Are you getting on the stack back there? Or are you point of process? Could you come up to the microphone? All right, please come up to the microphone to be on the stack, and then I'm going to close it after this stack. So now is your last chance. Coming up now. Okay, so after these three people, Mike, are you getting on the stack?
I'm going to go over the net, the wire thing.
Okay, so after these three people, the stack is closed.
This is Jean Rosenmeyer from San Francisco again. This is a hard concern to really articulate. I like the concept of this platform plank, but I find it kind of hard to read, and I wonder if it doesn't need a little bit of polishing up by somebody, maybe an English teacher or something like that, to make it flow better and sound a little more professional. I know that's not very specific, but that's how I felt when I read it the first time. I kind of thought, gee, this, you know, the concept's great, but it needs a little editing. Okay.
Are you volunteering?
I want to echo what Jenny just said. I'm Jim Moding from Los Angeles County. There's all these things about, clean energy technologies. This is historically the kind of places you get yourself in trouble. These are clean energy technologies could be, some people's eyes, nuclear power. So it must be somehow in here to address nuclear energy and nuclear power. Thank you.
Okay, Shane, do you want to come up? Oh, there was one more person. Thank you. Go ahead.
No, I am Daniel Allevy from Orange County, and I just had a couple concerns. On line 15, the second sentence where we say the sole exception is where animal model testing needs to be done before clinical trials, that's been deleted? Okay. And then and line 18, the phrasing just seems overly simplified, that the human genome must not be manipulated using science to achieve target traits. Then why do any genome research at all? The point is to eliminate disease. So, okay, I'm just. So, what are we trying to say by saying not to treat target traits?
Okay, this isn't time for conversation. The stack's been closed. This person has given their concern. All right. So I think there's two people who claimed they were on the stack before, although I did was very specific.
About that last comment and others, most aren't trained in scientific linguistics, and it's a whole different world. This is another language. If one were to write something such as this aimed at a scientific end of government, we should have two copies, one that is approved of in regular English and one that would explain it in the scientific jargon, because even government doesn't get the scientific jargon. They look at it and go, well, it's got English letters, we'll go with it. And so really it needs to be filtered out and explained. As for the going towards the trait change for genome research, then why did Mendel even try to change the peas to a different color? He was going for an object change.
Can you say your name and your county for the...
Ron Ridardi, Orange County.
One more, last one.
Sasha Karlick, Los Angeles County. This is just to echo concern about number 11 with the language adverse effects. Maybe perhaps that could be changed to something more like unintended effects or unintended adverse effects must be carefully considered or studied.
Okay, Shane, would you like to come and respond to the questions and concerns?
On nuclear power, the Green Party is already on record as being against nuclear power. So if you think that I need to reiterate that here, that's fine, but it's already in other platform planks. I forget who made the point. Okay. So, Jim, if you think that we should repeat that here, that would be fine. And if, okay. And where would you put it?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim. A
yes.
Reference to the rest of the plank.
Yes,
the
that's
plank.
What I was going to say, but where is it going to go before we approve it? That's the thing. Six, right? Okay, it's in the energy plank.
So you're adding a reference to the nuclear power plant under which section?
End of six.
So
the Green Party opposes nuclear power in all its uses. And then I'll just reference the energy plank. Okay? I knew it was there somewhere, but I didn't know exactly where. Thank you. I think that was the major outstanding question. The number 18 manipulated using science to achieve target traits, and with in mind, you know, being gay, for example, or to record being gay so that you can abort the fetus and all the rest of it.
Sorry.
That was the sense that it was essentially formulated. That if you can essentially pick and choose which traits that you want. Now, if that isn't clear, then... Okay. Designer what?
Designer target traits or something?
To achieve designer traits, how about that?
Target traits in human embryo, target traits in
some. Yeah, okay. In human embryos and fetuses.
Well, adults too.
Adults, yeah. In humans then.
In humans.
But it is a human genome, after all. But if you think that in humans should be repeated, that's fine with me.
No, because you
could
maybe...
It's got human genome.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever that person was who brought that up, I can't recall who that is. And number 13, I've accepted the state of California should be required rather than is required because it doesn't require it now. So,
well, no,
that's fine.
Annually in 5 years.
This is number 13, the very first sentence. Yes.
Annually in 5 years.
And then number 11 already agreed to delete that first sentence. And the new sentence would be susceptible populations such as the young, the old, females bearing offspring, and living creatures most exposed to chemical, physical, and biological agents may be sentinel populations of a problem.
So are you saying the word such is
more than the third word? Yes, because it doesn't make any sense beginning. Right. Yes.
Yes. I'd like to go back to number 18. It's a very general statement.
Yes.
All-encompassing, and it means to me it means don't use your tools to make the thing. Okay. It's eliminating the whole aspect of the meaning of genetic research. And if I could make a friendly amendment kind of thing here, why not put a philosophical kind of a regulator on it, which says no frivolous work using science to achieve targets. Because
okay, I think I have a solution for the problem. How about I say this? The human genome must not be manipulated using science to achieve target traits. For example, to make an embryo heterosexual. Now, it's not frivolous, because we're both agreeing.
Can we hold down the side conversations, please?
So, if I put up for example, that would kind of make it clear what the intent is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it would take a really broad example, but yes.
Well, that's the broad example. Okay. I think I've addressed everything. Are there any Oh, that's yours.
Sorry. Okay, so then we're ready to test for consensus. Are there any unresolved concerns regarding the proposal as amended by Shane on the floor? Okay, there's two. Are you willing to stand aside on those concerns? There's two unresolved concerns. Well, we heard concerns. I want to see if they're willing to stand aside. If they're allowed to speak them in the minutes, we'll do that. But I want to see if they're willing to stand aside. If they're not, then it's up. You're willing to stand aside? You're both willing to stand aside? Do you want to submit your concerns in writing for the minutes? For later? Because it's going to be, the minutes are going to be made up by a transcriptionist. Okay, so you both are welcome to send your concerns in writing to the transcriptionist. We've already stated concerns. We're not going to go through the process again. They're welcome to send the concerns in writing. They are willing to stand aside. We therefore have consensus on this platform plank. Okay, very good. A minute earlier than I expected. No, it's exactly 2:10. We're exactly on time. So now we have 45 minutes for the whole rest. Sean, do you want 35 and 10?
Shane.
Shane. I keep calling you Sean. I don't know why. I know your name, Shane. I'm sorry, I do know your name. I'm having a brain fart right now. So we have 45 minutes for the whole item. Do you want to do 35 and 10?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Michael Bornstein.
Can we decipher exactly where they're going to submit their concerns to have them submitted into the
Yeah, we'll get that. We don't need to do that right now on the floor of the plenary. We will let you know where you send your concerns to. We have to figure that out. Is the agenda list stable? Jim, will if they send something agenda list, it'll go through? It won't be bounced? Okay. So someone will speak at the microphone when we're not in Shane's time about what the email address is for sending when you are submitting concerns in writing for the minutes. Okay. So Shane, you want to present on the tax form plank? Thanks.
To the people, just before I begin on the tax, I just want to say to the two people who had concerns, if you have any suggestions for better wording, please send them to me too. Now, if you look at the handout that I gave you, the changes from what's in the agenda packet, the new material is in capital letters, and the deleted is in double strikeout. Okay? And the... I didn't know how many copies we were going to need.
Are there any delegates who need a copy right now so we can make sure? Okay, raise your hand if you need a copy and we'll try and get some to you.
Nope, I think they all...
All right, so will you put it up there? I just want to take a presentation. Okay, you did. All right, I'll announce it later.
Me or?
Okay. Is there any other source of platform of this text?
No.
Okay. Are there any non-delegates who have a copy of this? Could please give a copy to one of the delegates raising their hands? Any non-delegates have a copy of the plank? Does someone have access to a photocopier? Oh, okay. Sanda has a point of process. Well, we're discussing it now. You're saying you want to wait again after we go through the whole process?
If that's not true, then I won't process.
Right. No, it's no longer a consent calendar item. It was taken off. Okay. If they stay on the consent calendar, that's... No, not necessarily. They're being discussed now.
Okay.
Does everybody have a copy who needs a copy? Or is there still people waiting?
They're in progress right now.
They're in progress. Okay, we'll try and get them. So when they come back, you can hold up your hand again and we'll get you one.
And if you don't
now
have
maybe
a
you could read over after, read your neighbors or something?
Yes, that's what I was going to suggest. The major alterations are in item one, which goes from page 2 to page 3. And the platform committee did go through this and had some further changes, but they're relatively minor. So instead of reading gradated, you should read graduated. So whenever you see gradated, it actually should be graduated because that's what David used in the original text. The other change is on page 3, number 2, and the last sentence there. Instead of the other alternative, it should read one other alternative. This is just wordsmithing. Page 3, item 2, last sentence of that paragraph in item 2. Instead of the other alternative, it should say one other alternative rather than the other alternative.
On the very first page?
No, page 3. Where's that? Where's that?
It's the third sentence in there, capitalized. Word wood is capitalized.
But what page are you on?
The first page.
First page, yes. Paragraph what?
Paragraph
Oh, it should be would also be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be.
It would also be a.
It would also be a simple tax system.
It should be with we would also be.
Well, I tried to keep the original wording as much as possible, and so did Stephen. Okay. So, can we start on the more substantive things? These are just yes. Yes. Is this minor?
Are we getting into questions and concerns and affirmations? Is the presentation of the changes done?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Those are the ones that we went through when we had our platform committee meeting, the ones that we caught. Now, number one has been changed from the following point of view. It was originally written as an either-or type of a item. That is, you change from the current kind of system of net taxing on nets to taxing on gross. But you can also have a mixed system as well. And lots of states actually have a mixed system at the current time. And, for example, you could also use a gross tax, for example, as a temporary tax to solve certain problems that would also go away. It's just that there needs to be some kind of principles on when you apply gross taxes, and which is why the suggestion in the last paragraph of item 1 and just above item 2 recommend the state government committee be set up to investigate these issues, that is, to decide what items would be subject initially to a gross tax, the appropriate mix of gross and net taxes and their rates, criteria of effectiveness relative to balancing the annual state budget, and a timetable. Because there's nothing that the Green Party can do, because it can only make general kind of recommendations. The very specific things on which ones are going to have gross taxes or ones which are going to have net taxes can only really be done with the financial situation essentially well known. And, of course, we have no idea, really. So, with that in mind, that was the rationale for the changes in Section 1. Now, the rest of the changes in Sections 2, 3, 4, and 5, there's no changes in 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And in Item 2, it was just that last sentence, and deletion of instead the Green Party supports, because it may not be appropriate for a universal application of the gross tax idea. It may just be dependent on whether the case that it's going to be applied to has to be decided upon rather than a universal thing. So, but then that harkens back to Section 1 again. Okay? Floor is open for questions.
Okay. If you have clarifying questions, affirmations, or concerns about this proposal, please get in line at the microphone. Get on the stack. Point of process from Jean. I explained why I was doing that earlier, just because we only had 65 minutes to deal with three proposals, and it was to streamline the process.
What's the time limit for a speaker?
I haven't set one yet. Do we need one?
You're going to need one today.
Okay, Jan has confessed that we need a time limit for per speaker. 1 minute? 1 minute. Okay, I actually
1 minute.
Have a timer here.
That's outrageous.
But I don't know how to turn the stupid timer off once it goes off, because it's a new timer, but I'm going to try it. All right, you've got 1 minute. It's counting now. Go.
I have obviously a lot of objections to this. I don't think I can by any means get going in 1 minute. But but just read it. Let's see. Let's start with the definitions. Economic and tax policy must distinguish between land rent, labor wages, and capital interest, the only three factors of economic activity that can pay taxes in our money economy. Well, how about, okay, land rent. How about rent on apartment buildings? Would it be possible to tax that? What are labor wages as distinguished from wages? Where are we getting this phrase? From what historical person or period are we getting this phrase, and why is it kept in? We've been through endless permutations so far of trying to get the presenter to define these things, and then when the definitions come out not making sense, he drops the definitions. Why insist on keeping these phrases? We also know that there are lots of things in our economy that are taxed that don't fit these three categories. I just thought of one, but someone else in the platform meeting this morning mentioned that under the current income tax system, pensions, for instance, income after you've retired and you're no longer making money from business or salary or wages, but you have a pension, that's taxable. So just basic definitions, there's a lot of... well, you sure you want this? I think it's a hodgepodge, and it doesn't make sense as written, and I think it needs more work.
Start talking and I'll
Bob,
the time.
Bob Vizard, Placer County. I would support what Jan just said about these overarching economic statements about the source of taxes, and also the statement that all equitable taxes where capital interest goes to capital and land rent goes to the community. Does capital interest goes to capital mean that capital gains taxes are abolished? To me, it makes it has a intrinsic economic theory that I'm not sure we at all support, nor could we stand up and justify. I also think that the emphasis on rental tax or taxes on rents, sort of like, to put it generously, is sort of 19th century and doesn't have a lot of traction with people in the, in a modern age. And people will question, if I own one rental property, am I then taxed? And so that would fall within the category of a small business. So I think the perspective of it is somewhat skewed and would lead us leave us open to a lot of criticism on the specifics.
Yeah, good timing.
Can people please remember to state their name and county when they start?
Linda from Riverside. I applaud your effort on this. And the only thing I'd like to see is a definition of what constitutes a small business versus a big business. That's all.
Yeah, Mike Alley County. I think despite the hard work that this was light years from being ready, filled with lack of definitions, naivete, et cetera, and what I think I would hope a friendly amendment would be is that instead of coming back every single plenary with three and four platform planks, I think the most important plank we can have right in the state party is showing that we understand taxation in the state, and that we direct IT to come up with a blog-based opportunity for everybody in the state party to review this document and comment. There's so much work that needs to be happening, and I'd rather see at our next state meeting to simply and only have a tax plank and all these other sidelines that are wonderfully thought out but nobody's going to pay attention to when we're running candidates, and focus on this one time and get it right and do the preparation between then to actually have a place online where we can all comment. This is so far from being ready that you send a candidate out and any smart person can pick apart these terrible unclear definitions and make a mockery of us.
Liz Affelberg from San Luis Obispo County. I appreciate what Janet had said, especially the fact that there are so many things that could be added in, like pensions. And I first thought, what about taxation on inherited wealth? That's not in there.
Come on, guys.
Andrea Dory, Santa Clara County. And I appreciated what Janet had to say, too, and I was wondering if her pensions included Social Security, because I know that's very much an issue for seniors. Being someone who was born in 1938, I'm worried about what I get out of my Social Security. I don't want to be taxed.
Jim Stauffer, Santa Clara County. Tax planks are notoriously difficult to write. It should be accepted as normal process that it's going to take several iterations and a lot of work. So I agree with a lot of the comments that came before me. It needs a little more work. Thanks to David Wilbur for putting in the time and getting us this far. One clarifying question I do have, Shane, is there is somewhat of a tax plank in the platform now. It's under the heading of creating the right incentives. And is this being proposed to replace that or an adjunct to it?
Senator Everett, San Mateo County. So I have a lot of concerns, like other people said, about the hodgepodge-ness. And it's not like, I mean, like many times people get together and work on planks, but in my experience is this has never been, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, a group of people working on this, but this is Dave's passion, and it's been his passion for a long time. And I'm a landlord. I own two apartment buildings known as San Mateo Eco Village, and I lose money on them every year. And I have no idea what adjusted gross rents are. I asked Jean, and she says there's no such term, because adjusted gross rent sounds like net rent to me. So if it was on net, you know, like I'm not getting anything, so I don't object to being, you know, big landlords being taxed. Is a big difference between somebody that bought their building 30 years ago and someone that bought it 2 years ago, and how well we're able to cover our expenses. So I think it still needs more work by more than one person.
Ron Rigardi from Orange County. I applaud the effort that's gone into this, but I have to disagree with even the first few words on Green Party tax principles. The statement, the Green Party of California believes working people who earn income from their personal effort should pay the least tax possible. The wording and the philosophical intent of this should be very carefully reconsidered. In this first line, one who is a politician and works his best to reach the highest level of office and then rips off the public shouldn't pay taxes? I mean, working people who earn income from their personal efforts. Okay, working people. But a working person could be anybody. If the language is just not there, and neither is the philosophical intent to a point. Thank you.
David Kuehl, Orange County. I enjoyed reading this document. It's fascinating. And I think it's just way too complex to be part of our platform. I don't think it's clear. It's got stuff in it. It just does not belong there at this time.
Warner Blumberg, Santa Clara County. For me to be able to figure this out, what I really would need is a summary of existing state budget based on the current tax system that we have, and then an example using the same tax budget to show how this revision of the tax system would in fact provide either less, the same, or more government revenue if this proposal were actually in use. And I would want to see that before I could comfortably agree to this plank.
Jean Rosenmeyer, San Francisco. Many of you know that I make my living preparing tax returns. I think we desperately do need a tax platform, and I actually think that this platform has, as its basic principles, they are the principles that we agree with, and I'm sorry to disagree with those of us who are, I'm a landlord myself, but I do believe that a lot of what landlords collect are, you know, this language is kind of Henry George-ish, but a lot of what we get is based on the developments around our land rather than what we actually have on our land or our own personal virtue. And I do think the Green Party can agree that what you earn with the work of your, you know, with your work should be the lowest tax and moving along. And I'm wondering if this would be more effective because, you know, I can easily sit down and say, okay, if
Please finish your sentence.
Okay, if this were my client, if we enacted this tax system and I had clients, Well, which I would, right? I'd have lots of clients because they'd be coming to me and they'd be saying, how can I get out of this gross receipts tax? And believe me, I already thought of two or three possibilities. But I think we should be stating a philosophical statement that certain things should be taxed lower, certain things should be taxed higher, and what's the point of getting into specifics when there's going to be smart lawyers and CPAs immediately to second-guess us? Plus, in this platform, it says, well, we could have this percent or that percent. And, of course, my instant reaction is to get out my calculator and to see if that works. One more thing, this gross receipts tax is actually, when you think about it, if you start actually working the numbers through the way it's stated here, it's really a value-added tax. And so why don't we just call it a value-added tax if it's going to be a value-added tax, which is already a term that people understand and know. And my final comment is that I don't believe we should say we want a simple tax system. I've given this a lot of thought. Believe me, I've given it a lot of thought. Oh, this isn't my final comment. One more. I've given a lot of thought, and my feeling is that
Does anyone object to us giving an expert here a little extra time? Okay. I'm sort of totally breaking the rule here, but go ahead. You got an extra minute.
It's my belief that a tax system that's simple has to be bad because it really is an inherently complex thing. And that's why no matter what rule you put in place, the lawyers can figure out some way to get around it. It's because it is inherently complex as to what's a business expense, what's not, what's important to tax, what should be taxed less. That's not something you can decide simply because there's just too many issues involved. It's like doing a simple model of the economy. Can't be done. And my last comment is that this is unclear. This is a statement of the Green Party of California, but it's kind of unclear as to what's federal tax, what's state tax, and what we should be talking about in that way. And so I think we should make it clear. If we just say philosophically this is what we want, I know why Dave wrote it this way, because he would like it to be adopted by GPUS. You know, he'd like to adopt it to California because GPUS, the way they do their platform, is they pull it from the state parties. So if we're going to write something general, I'm cool with that. And if we're going to write something specific, it should be specific to California because we are the Green Party of California. Thanks.
Thanks.
I'm afraid I must respectfully disagree with Jean in the strongest possible terms, that simplicity is a virtue. I read a survey several years ago that it costs $1.65 to collect $1 in taxes at the federal level. And I'm also sorry to say this, but unlike, this is quite a few years ago, that exactly as in the American healthcare system, where there are hundreds of thousands of people whose only job it is to say, no, we're not going to pay for your healthcare, instead of actually providing the healthcare, that tax professionals should not have a job. We should not have this vast army of hundreds of thousands of people who work day and night for months to get people's tax returns. This does not happen in Europe. Most Americans are totally ignorant of other industrial economies. That in England, for example, the majority of taxpayers do not file a tax return. Period. You don't have to. It comes out of your pay. And they have a much more equitable tax system than ours because it's very simple. Okay? Rich people pay a lot of taxes and poor people don't. It's that simple. And businesses pay a lot of taxes. Okay? So this is true in many European locations. So my view is that we should have, rather than all kinds of specificness, I agree with Gene that we shouldn't have exact numbers in there. We should have a statement of principles that we believe in and a few examples of how such a thing might be implemented without too many details.
Greg Jan, Alameda County. Most of what I have to say was in some form said by others, but I think it needs to be emphasized so we make sure that whatever the next iteration of this is clear. And in fact, that's the biggest complaint, is that I really want something where our candidates can take this and be able to use it so they can explain what I'm assuming this is for the state budget, what we, for the state assembly, state legislature candidates, So that's number one, is to make us a lot clearer. And, of course, as somebody mentioned, make sure it's clear that this is, we're talking about the state of California budget so that our candidates can use it. The other thing I mentioned was, on the comparisons, yeah. As somebody mentioned, I think it was Warner, we need the comparisons between the current state budget and what this would look like. And there is some information in the new aspects, like the gross receipts, that talks about other states, but like, for instance, rents. Are there other states that use these kinds of rents in their states? So we need, like, a careful comparison from what we have now to what we get with this.
We've got 10 minutes left on this item. I think I'm going to close the stack if I can. Does anybody else need to get in the stack after these people? Not before these people. Okay, these are the last three people, and we'll close the stack.
Michael Bornstein, El Dorado County. I think this plank has bit off a bit more than the people we're trying to reach can chew on. I'd make a suggestion to Dave Wilbur, who put in an awful lot of work in the platform committee, to make a general statement more along what the platform used to be called, which was policy directions, and maybe entertain having an actual tax section in our platform, because there's just too much in this document that conflicts with both federal, state, local, and other state Green parties, and it might be best to break it down into individual categories. And I'm not saying I have a whole new section of the platform, but maybe a tax section under social justice or whatnot.
Ron Ridardi, Orange County. Hope I don't lose it this time. On a philosophical kind of musing, it was mentioned that Europeans have a graduated tax of sorts, I believe, and that could be a sort of a beginning point. Get the idea first of how we tax, what we tax, what's the reason for taxing. It may be that we tax the effect of the source of income on, tax the source of income on the effect it has on the general population rather than just income in general. You know, if it's something that's going to make a person a lot of money but it's going to put thousands out of their home, tax that effect. If it's going to be something that's going to make someone millions of dollars but it cleans up the environment, who wants to tax that guy? He's done a great thing. So the effect of the cause of the income, the effect of the source of the income on the general population or the planet would be what you tax. Philosophically speaking, you got to get to the point, why are we taxing?
I'm Jack Lindblad, 39th District, 20th Assembly District, running for that Assembly seat that's unwinnable, right? But the Democrat candidate is particularly loathed, so I have a pretty good chance if I can get the tax policy straight. So what I tried to do is, serious, folks. Okay, here we go. Another minute. I put out a flyer with one, on a spreadsheet, with one category, I guess you call it a row and a column.
Can you speak closer to the microphone so people can hear?
Yeah. With entitled Specific Tax Proposals in the GPCA Draft Platform Are. Okay. And I started out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Reduction and eventual elimination of all taxes on salaries and wages. Everybody goes for that because I'm in a lower working class Latino district. I'm for it. I'm low income. And so on. And on the other column, if I could go on and finish.
Just finish your sentence.
All right. I have the Green Party supports the following tax proposals. So what I'm doing, I know that a tax platform has not been passed, but I'm trying to shovel out, you know, all these ideas to an electorate that needs this stuff, that we want to tax the wealthy and redistribute the wealth. And I agree with the idea that it should be philosophically based, and you can do some scrunching on your paper napkins to work out some rough numbers, but it would sure help to, well, last thing is, it's in all of the 10 key values, and that's the same with competence, the same with water land use planning, and it shouldn't really be, it could be a standalone document, it should be eternal, but for me to cart this out is more trouble than if I just pick it out of two or three 10-key values.
Thank you. Okay, Shane, would you like to come and address the concerns and clarifying questions? Well, we have, we've only got 5 minutes left on this whole item. So what do you want to do? Do you want to spend the 5 minutes on this? Or start
stop me at 5 minutes.
Stop you. Well, 4 minutes actually now. So there's 4 minutes left on this entire item. Are you going to be trying to go to a vote? Is that
no?
No. Okay. So I'll just.
But I do want to. I do want to go through each of the various things to make sure I've registered them, so that when the next iteration comes.
All right. I'm setting a timer for 4 minutes, so this will let you know when you're done.
Okay. So this was not explicitly addressed. Rent. On apartment buildings, although it is addressed somewhat in number 3. Okay, so whoever suggested that, what more details should be added relative to number 3? Number 2, other categories, also not addressed for Social Security, income, pensions, and inheritances. Did I miss any? 3. There are many overlapping categories, so what happens when it's not simple? 4. Definition needed for small and big business. Now, there's a $2 million gross income figure for that you could, greater than 2 or above would be for a gross income earner, could be the definition of a big business. And below would be the definition of a small business. If you can do a net kind of threshold rather than a gross, it would be 1 million. Okay? That was part of the revisions. So, but if you want that called out, that's the definition of big business and small business. IT blog. We'll converse with the IT about that. Need definitions. We've actually gone through a whole cycle of putting definitions in, then taking them out, then putting them back in, and then taking them out. But we'll try to put the important ones in. It's not supposed to replace creating the right incentives. If you look at resources just above, you'll see there are references to taxes in many platform planks, no focus statement on California taxes. This is meant to be California, although David tends to try to do both at the same time, as someone mentioned. General remarks about taxation occur in creating the right incentive section as part of the general economics platform, which is already part of the platform. So that generalized view of taxes already exists in the platform. This was meant to not replace it, but to be more specific about California. Too complex? Well, we'll try to simplify. Need a summary of current tax system, an example under both systems? We'll try that. To Henry Georgish, well, I have no idea who Henry George was at any rate, and David, I'm sure, does, in language. 11, what should be taxed higher and what should be taxed lower? Well, I think for the limited number of instances, we've indicated that, but there are some other things that need to be added. So that's Social Security, income, pensions, and inheritances, right? And apartment rent on apartment buildings. The VAT, well, that's fine. Well, we'll see if we can change it from gross tax to VAT. This was meant to emphasize state tax and be specific to California. The general statement, I've already talked about, not clear enough. candidates should be able to use. Well, we'd love that too, but unfortunately, when you get to details, you need to be able to do both. Now, I hate to say this, but the candidates have to take out what they can use, but they do have to understand all the ramifications of it. So there's two aspects of it. You've got to be able to supply the naysayers, but you've also got to appeal to the general public, and the candidates have the best idea of how to do that. So I think Jack, wherever he is, yeah, has to draw it out, because if we ask a layperson to read through this and understand what it's all about, they'd give up after the first paragraph. I quite agree. But we're all experts in our own way on personal individual freedom and small business.
Shane, so do you want to keep going? Because we have nine minutes left for the other item.
Okay. Yes, the tax section. Rather than one statement is a good idea, and so break it up. And also the example of Europe and tax on effort, effect of the cause or the source of income. We'll look at that. And the perspective to the electorate, I've already covered. So thank you all for all your comments. We'll see what happens next time.
No, it'll be next time. Okay, we've got 8 minutes left for the discussion on, what was the last one? Water. Do you want to do the presentation first, Shane? Okay. And what pages is this in the packet? It's like 13.
Page 11.
11 through, like... through 17, 11 through 17 in your plenary? No?
11 to 15.
11 to 15, okay.
It actually ends, 11 to 15.
Oh, okay, yeah, there it is.
Seeing this as a discussion, I would just like people to come up and discuss the things that they're really exercised about. Okay?
Okay, page 11 to 15, that was a very short presentation. All right, so if everybody who has any comments basically to make on this proposal, I guess I can include questions. Please get in line at the microphone. I think we'll keep to the 1 minute with few possible extreme exceptions. Okay. And remember to say your name and your county, even if you've said it before.
Andrea Doris, Santa Clara County, and I'm a little concerned about our giving any support to fuel resources that come from the food supply. Considering what's been happening lately, I think that's a big mistake we need to find. If we're going to be using plant sources, we need to specify that we use wild grasses or something that can't be used for food.
Where in the water plank is it?
Yeah, and it's mentioned in the water plank.
All right. She doesn't know the exact reference.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
All right, have the next person come up and she can give the reference later. Page 12.
It's on page 12, and it's the last bullet on the top of the page. Oh, I didn't get a copy of that.
It's in the plenary packet?
No.
Do we have another handout then? Oh. Oh, the proposed plan.
I stand corrected.
Okay. Never mind.
Jim Modley, Los Angeles County. This is a very good document. I just want to point out...
Could people please keep their side conversations down? This is his time.
I just want to point out some of those little things. It's all about one thing it's said in over and over again without calling it, is the idea of source protection. And I think it's really important to put in here somewhere in the documents about source protection. Because a lot of the stuff that goes on today is where a lot of people get a lot of money out of cleaned up water. They get water, they clean it up, and then they become suddenly a purveyor who can sell water, such as the sanitation district or environmental protection agency. They all become water sources from cleaning it up. So we need to protect the source, not only to clean up what's there. Conservation is well done, but there's two other words in here that bother me. The word stakeholder appears on page 12, the second last paragraph, and it also appears on the proposal. An appropriate stakeholder is the bottom of page 13. Stakeholders is a dangerous thing in my experience being with water agencies because they set up these joint powers authorities and then they invite stakeholders to come in, but they pick who their stakeholders are. There's no substitute for democracy. This word of stakeholders can be very dangerous. It allows a lot of the private functions. The last thing, the last word is the word authority. Watch out for the words authorities because they're the worst of bureaucracies. These are derivatives of a derivative of a derivative of bureaucracy. Thank you.
Greg Jan, Alameda County. I have two short comments. One is the very beginning of the document. I'd like either domestic, you know, United States and California issues to be treated either first or equally with the global international issues. So that it doesn't come off right away that all we're really talking about at the beginning is international issues. You know, that's a change, and I think that there should be equal or local and California and U.S. ones first. The other thing is that length, this revision would more than triple the length, and this would become the longest section in the entire platform. So, you know, I think that there's probably a fair amount of it, maybe even half of it, that can be taken out. There's a lot of repetitive stuff or stuff that it seems like just so obvious. So I think somebody needs to go through with this and try to really reduce it down so it fits in more with the typical length of the planks, which are like, you know, less than half the length.
Mike, LA County, you know, under number one, just as an example, the first sentence isn't even a sentence in English. It doesn't even read like a sentence in English, but we're proposing that we need laws. I mean, if we have to have, I mean, Greg is talking about not having as much length, but here, if we're just going to say we need strong national laws to do some of these things, I think we have to either say that the existing laws aren't strong enough, or we support ones that are strong. It's really, I think, sloppy. And that's in the small case. Just as an example also of, I think, poor writing, the last sentence there where it says, we support the highest federal standards. Are we supporting existing high federal standards? Are we saying there should be high standards? What does the highest standard mean? Is that no parts per million? Is that, you know, some scientifically derived one? It's really sloppy, really intellectually sloppy work, and it needs a lot more.
Jack from the Los Angeles 39th, 20th. I'm confused. I've got, again, I mentioned the three planks that I am supposed to pick and choose from and see what is in the district that I'm running on that I can make an issue out of or present to the voter or present to a wealthy voter and a stakeholder that's at the behest of the bottled water profits and not having access to free water and pure water. So I understand in Orange County, and none of it is in here, that's my criticism, that in Orange County the highest level of filtration purification is underway to reuse and recharge the groundwater with sewage water, basically. And that's a good idea, but there is kind of a downside to that because in my own area, the carrying capacity is 3 million people, but we're trying to provide water for 16 million people. None of this importance is in this document. This is a state document. It's a state water problem.
Okay, this is the last one because we're also down to a minute of time.
Peggy Cochin, San Luis County. I've made comments to Matoska on this water plank before and I made them later on the past month, and so far they haven't been incorporated, probably time issue. I have many problems with this plank, not the least of which is probably not addressing the global warming issue in a water plank. Also, it is too long, and I made a suggestion to take out an entire paragraph, which I think is doable. It's repetitive. And, of course, I don't think we should be giving subsidies to dairy farmers, which is included in this plank. So there's a lot of problems I find here, and it needs a lot more work. And this is the first iteration we've seen, I think. So a couple more down the road, maybe we'll get somewhere. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We are ending right on time here. So we're done with this entire agenda item. We are now going to the breakout sessions. I believe we're now, are we coming back at 4:05 or 4:15? I'm a little 4:15.
Well, 4:05 is what's in the packet, but we cut all the breakout sessions, and now we're 20 minutes late. So, okay, 4:15, we're coming back. Does that mean the CC election is also 10 minutes later at 4:45? No, we're cutting that item by 10 minutes. The CC safe quorum is going to be from 4:15 to 4:35 or 4:15? We're cutting that by 10 minutes. Okay, so please make sure that you come back from your groups by 4:15. Some of these items have been cut down to the bare bones, and we can't afford to like spend 10 minutes getting back here. One other thing, for June and Jean and anybody else who ends up sending in written concerns for inclusion of the minutes, the address is right here, agenda-team@cagreens.org. And I would ask, because stuff gets lost on listservs, please include in the subject line, you know, for Dana Point minutes, so that we'll actually be, you know, get to its destination. Oh, and include your contact information with your written concern. Thank you. Is there anything else before we adjourn for the breakout session? Oh, we're doing the affirmations now? I thought it was after. No, it's after. You know, Matt's going to tell you where you're going, but the affirmations comes after, right? After the breakout session? It's after the breakout. It's after. The approval is after the breakout session.
Okay. The first question I have is, is there anybody here from the International Protocol? Just send it. Okay. Okay. Sandra, is there going to be... So there is no International Protocol meeting.
It used to be Fred Jose, and he stopped.
I'm just asking if there is. If there is one, we'll put it out on the where I'm pointing out in the front here. We'll put Electoral Reform Working Group out on the other lawn on the side. Grassroots Organizing Working Group inside. Is that everyone got that?
Where's Electoral?
Okay. International Protocol to my right off here. We'll have Electoral Reform to my left out on this lawn. When I say to my right, I mean the lawn outside. The lawn outside this way for Electoral Reform Working Group. GROW will be in here.
Can you put that on the sheet?
Absolutely. I'll write it down here.
All right. Make sure you're back by 4:15.